This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Aside from the soon-to-be former speaker, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg got most of the attention on Capitol Hill today, but there was another hearing going on, as happens in Congress, more sparsely attended, to be sure. Mick Mulvaney was the featured attraction in his capacity as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Of particular interest today was payday lending, as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains.
First, a quick refresh on how these loan companies operate. From Ed Mirzwinski of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
You need money by payday, so you write them a check for $120.
That's the collateral.
And they give you $100.
The loan.
So it costs you $20 to borrow $100 for a week or two.
If that sounds exorbitant, Mirzwinski says, you just haven't been desperate enough. Keep rolling that loan over every week for a year, and you're paying over 1,000% interest.
The average payday loan interest rate is 390-something percent. But interestingly, 15 states and the District of Columbia ban it.
Calling it predatory lending. This is where the CFPB comes in. The agency had spent 4 years drafting a payday lending rule. It required lenders to check a borrower's ability to repay before making the loan. That rule was finalized in October. Several weeks later, Mick Mulvaney took over.
And he halted that implementation. He's taken the cop off the beat.
Democrat Carolyn Maloney is a U.S. representative who questioned Mulvaney in today's hearing. She says the bureau's also dropped lawsuits against payday lenders. And even though Mulvaney's not really pushing them anymore, the payday lending companies are now actually suing the CFPB over the rule, calling it draconian and saying it would, quote, virtually eliminate their industry. Mulvaney's back on the Hill tomorrow for more questioning. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.